call Can I Be Your Tennis Ball? Can I be your tennis ball, tennis ball, tennis ball? You can smack me up against the wall, baby. Do it slow or do it fast. Can I fit inside your bag, baby? Some men wanna be J-Lo's thong. Beyonce, C, and Jay-Z, ain't that wrong?
Just don't look right, does it?
I'm tired of that Ashanti song. Baby, can you put me on? Let me be your tennis ball. We can go 15, love, 30, 40, love, advantage you, till we get to do.
It's Jamie Foxx serenading Serena Williams at the ESPY Awards in 2010.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a long time ago, but when I stumbled
up. I remember this.
Do you?
I was like, that unlocked a memory. I remember.
And I wish I could have played the whole thing because the opening is hilarious. The whole thing is just priceless.
Oh my God. That's such a good find. Well, welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm joined today by Angela Lang. And I wanted to talk about this mostly because since Serena Williams announced her retirement, I haven't had any women on as a guest. And I didn't really want to talk about this with a guy because her announcement was, you know, a 5,000-word article in Vogue with an incredible picture of her on the cover and Olympia holding the back of her dress in the background, which was so beautiful because largely what she talks about is she can't play tennis and grow her family at the same time anymore.
Yeah.
And reading it, you know, it's such a... It's such a difference between. So she even calls Tom Brady out in the thing. She's like, I guess I could just be Tom Brady, who like announced his retirement and then didn't, and then turned around. Yeah. But I, you know, I'm not a huge fan girl person. Like, I don't get starstruck. I don't have like what the meaning of some celebrities, like the impact on them. But for some reason, this one really hit me, and I think it's because of the vulnerability she had in really bearing her soul and how hard this decision is for her. And it's interesting because at the same time, she says basically in the beginning, she's like, I'm turning 41 this month. And for any professional athlete, 41 is old. Not that she's not still great, but like, regardless of family decisions, like, it's a long time to keep playing. But it sounds like if she wanted to, she could, but she just can't. She's also against a biological clock if she wants another baby. Like, there's all these things that she's, you can tell that she's mad that she has to make this decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I can feel her on one hand because it's like, but on like a completely same subject, but different way.
Champion of the world level.
Yeah. I'm not playing Wimbledon or whatever it was while pregnant. Right. Like, that's like a different level of just awesomeness. I often think about, like, I'm 33 now. Right. And like, there's always that like biological clock ghost in your rearview mirror. And I made the conscious decision like a couple years ago of like, I'm choosing my career. Right. And to know that, like, I had to make that choice because people are like, women can have it all these days. It's like the modern era. And I'm like, how would I, like, I'm thinking, like, how would I have a child and like have a pregnancy carry to term and do the work that I'm doing on the really aggressive schedule that I'm in? And so, like, I think there's this narrative that, like, we're living in these modern times and you can have it all as a woman. And I think, realistically, that's not always the case. There's always some sort of sacrifice you have to make. And, you know, like, for me, it was just like, okay, I feel like in order to do this work, I'm sacrificing, like, having children, at least in this moment, and maybe forever, who knows? And so to know that, like, someone is, like, the greatest athlete of all time also has to make this choice. It felt kind of heartbreaking, right? That you have to choose between your passion and your career and expanding a family. But like I said, she over here was playing like Grand Slams or Wimbledon or whatever tournament it was while being pregnant. And that's nothing a man ever needs to consider or ever have to think about or go through.
Well, and she's, I mean, right in the beginning, she says, if I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labor of expanding our family. And there's just no way around it. And you know, like, and I don't really know the answer to that, because I think she also addresses, like, I love being a woman and I love being pregnant. And it's not the unfairness of it all, but it is one of those things where it just is. Because similar to you, like, I'm getting, like, as everyone who listens to the show knows, I'm getting married on Saturday. Unfortunately, you can't make it because you got her going out of town. But, you know, and like, that is, I'm 3 years older than you. And certainly, I'm finally now feeling like, okay, I want babies. If I'm going to do that, we better get on it soon. And also, I have a brand new radio show. Like, how is that going to work, right? Like, and how does it play? Like, how do you balance both? And what sacrifices need to happen? And, like, and I know it's not new that this is, for as long as women have been working, which is a very long time. It's much longer than just the now revolution in the 60s when white women started working. They figured it out. And she has figured it out for so long. And ultimately, who knows? And it's not like she doesn't have a ton of opportunities. As she said, she's evolving instead of retiring. But it was just, I appreciated so much of her honesty and her vulnerability instead of just kind of like sugarcoating it, of being like, yeah, it's on to the next thing. And I've had a great career and celebrate, instead of being like, I'm kind of pissed about this and I want to talk about it. And I'm going to use Vogue to do it.
I thought it was like the greatest way to announce a retirement. Like, I saw the pictures before I read the article and I was like, this is stunning. And Vogue, it's like, what's really cool is like being able to do things on your terms. And I think that's what she was trying to get across, but also have that frustration too. But major props to her being vulnerable.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about higher education, or maybe just education in general in Wisconsin, since as someone who spent her entire education in Wisconsin. Come back after the break. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.